The Haines Public Safety Commission agrees to dissect a portion of a controversial minor offenses ordinance, and aesthetics means different things to different people at the second Haines Waterfront Aesthetics Committee meeting. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Emily Files. Those stories and more up next. The Haines Public Safety Commission this week decided to scrutinize a portion of the proposed minor offenses ordinance and to hold a public hearing on the police chief hiring process. The minor offenses ordinance includes a 14-page list of low-level violations and corresponding fines. The ordinance compiles all of the existing minor violations scattered throughout borough code. If approved, it would create a consistent enforcement and appeals process for minor violations. But a number of residents have called for the ordinance to be combed through and rid of unnecessary violations. Here's Brenda Josephson.
And it's inconsistent with the charter of the Haynesboro, which guarantees freedom without unnecessarily restrictive or arbitrary laws or restrictions. And it does not protect against arbitrary prosecutions.
At a Government Affairs and Services Committee meeting in June, members agreed to comb through the minor offenses ordinance. But at a following borough assembly meeting, that meeting was postponed. Two public hearings on the ordinance are still scheduled for upcoming borough assembly meetings. The gas committee meeting has not been rescheduled. So the Public Safety Commission is currently the only group that has committed to combing through at least part of the minor offenses list. They voted to go through public safety-related violations. They'll start that process in a work session at 4 p.m. this Friday, August 21st. Recommendations from them will go to the Assembly. The Commission also talked about how to move ahead with recruitment and hiring of a new police chief. Former Police Chief Bill Musser resigned a few months ago, and Interim Chief Robert Griffiths has taken over since then. Griffiths has committed to stay with the Haines Police through November. Public Safety Commissioner Jim Stanford said he wants to get the public involved in the conversation about hiring a new chief.
You know, I want to hear from as many people. I want to hear from the people that support the police department. I also want to hear from the people that are always ragging on the police department. And we have quite a few of those.
The commission decided to devote their next regular meeting to a public hearing on hiring a new police chief. The commission wants to hear from members of the community before beginning the recruitment process. Recently, an external audit of the police department from Soldotna-based Russell Consulting was released to the public. The review was requested by Borough Manager Dave Sosa. The report is critical of many areas of the police department. It says problems have built up because of a succession of police chiefs that were not effective in leading the department. Interim Chief Griffiths told the Public Safety Commission that he has been working on a rudimentary schedule for dealing with the issues cited in the audit. Sosa told the Planning Commission that the problems at the police department came down to culture. He says it's important to hire a permanent chief and police officers who don't resist scrutiny.
Having a department that actively seeks critique and is comfortable with critique, and having an individual who will actively seek outside individuals to come in and take a look at the department to screen it and review it is vital. There are some individuals who resist that, and we cannot have that.
The borough is also hiring for two of three police officer positions. Right now, a temporary hire is filling one of those jobs. Sosa says the chief has received a number of police officer applications, but they have not hired any of the applicants because they want to ensure new hires are right for the community. Last week, the Haines Waterfront Aesthetics Committee held their second meeting. Mayor Jan Hill formed the group in response to public concerns about the small boat harbor expansion project. Last week's meeting at times grew heated as committee members and members of the public argued over the scope of aesthetics. Instead of meeting in borough assembly chambers, the committee gathered at Lookout Park so they could see the waterfront as they brainstormed aesthetic ideas. Pieces of orange flagging tape marked the perimeters of the proposed expanded parking lot. Some committee members walked to the edge of the flagged border and talked about how the green space next to the parking lot could be made more aesthetically pleasing.
You could build a D1 trail down through the middle of this and make this all kind of grassy park-like. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As far as trying to make some aesthetics.
With a nice walking path.
Well, right, with a walking path. And then you could do
but some of the people gathered wanted to talk about the parking lot itself. Deborah Schnabel had been appointed the Chamber of Commerce representative on the committee after the first meeting. Here's an exchange between Schnabel and Mayor Hill, who chairs the aesthetics group.
For that lookout park to be surrounded by a parking lot negates it as a park, in my opinion. So that's an aesthetic number one that I think is being violated.
Well, my response to that is, if you're sitting at Lookout Park and you choose to look down at cars, shame on you, because there's a lot of better things to look at if you just look straight ahead. I think you can look beyond cars. They're not going to be right in your face.
Most of the members of the Aesthetics Committee say their job is to vision how to improve the scenery of the waterfront without interfering with the harbor expansion design, referred to as 14B. That proposal from PND engineers was chosen by the Port and Harbor Advisory Committee and approved by the Borough Assembly. The 95% design from PND was recently posted on the Haynesboro website. Donnie Turner is the Planning Commission representative on the Aesthetics Committee.
And personally, the people that I talk to think the parking lot's not big enough, that there's not enough room for all the things. And so, you know, and so all the people that I'm talking to and all the people that I know think the parking lot is not big enough as it is. The parking lot's going to be a parking lot. Really, there's no aesthetics in a parking lot.
There you have it. There you have it.
So we're not.
That's the point.
That was Schnabel responding. Committee member Diana Lapham told Schnabel she had to divorce herself from her concerns about 14B, at least in the aesthetics discussions. She said, "We're not here to change anything about the harbor expansion. We're here to deal with aesthetics, because this is what the public has cried out for."
They have cried out that they have not had enough public input into this whole scope of a project. Mm-hmm. And now we're giving them a small portion of that. This...
Why not give us the whole scope?
I beg your pardon?
Why not give us the whole scope?
That's Tresham Gregg.
Well, you're saying that the public cried out about the scope of the whole project, and we're giving them this little bit, this little aesthetics, which we can't really afford, but we're not giving them any opportunity to change the whole concept.
There is no changing with 14B.
Why is that?
And that's Jack Wenner.
Why is that?
Because the Assembly made the decision that they made with the information that they were given, and we're not going backwards.
No clear decisions were made at the meeting, except for that the committee would write some kind of recommendation for the Planning Commission at their next gathering. No date has been set for that meeting yet. After last week's meeting, Schnabel voluntarily withdrew from the Waterfront Aesthetics Committee. Chamber President Kyle Gray will take her place. This week, Haynes will host the second annual Celebration of Bears Festival. Organized by the Alaska Chilkoot Bear Foundation, the free two-day festival offers bear-centric movies, lectures, children's activities, and safety demonstrations. Foundation President Pam Randles says the celebration's purpose is to make bear education fun.
Part of our mission as the Chilkoot Bear Foundation is to try and help people understand how they can live with bears in harmony. And there are a lot of things that we can learn that will help that process.
From 11 a.m. to noon on Friday, there will be bear stories for kids at the Haynes Public Library. At 6 p.m., potluck dinner kicks off Friday night's events in Harriet Hall at the fairgrounds. Randall says the foundation is providing the salmon, but organizers are asking diners to bring dishes a bear would eat. Items made with ingredients like carrots, berries, mushrooms, and salad greens. After the dinner, the Chilkat dancers are scheduled to perform. The evening's keynote speaker is wildlife biologist Tanya Lewis from Glacier Bay National Park and Reserve. On Saturday, events are planned at the A&B Hall, Clinkett Park, and the Haines Senior Center from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. People can learn how to use bear spray, make a bear mask, and watch movies about bears. Randall says she hopes the lineup will offer a reason for out-of-towners to come to Haines. A complete schedule of events can be found at bearfoundation.org. For KHNS News, I'm Emily Files. Thanks for joining us this evening. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website at khns.org.